On my clock, it's a bit after 10 o'clock. And I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend and a lovely day at the constituency yesterday. And I'd like to welcome you this morning. I believe everybody, before I start, we were speaking with the committee secretary to say that we can see that some people are not here. So on the quorum side of it, so I would expect the committee to also advise me on what do we continue. Can we continue? They will join us on the way based on the agenda that we are looking at.
Chair, I think we can continue. We just, at points where we have to take decision of adopting, we'll just have to ensure we are a quorum, but I think we can continue.
Thank you, Honourable Member. I believe everyone has got the agenda in front of us. If anyone who doesn't have an agenda, and the documents, I believe, were circulated to your pigeonhole as well, that we are going to discuss today. Do we all know each other? Not yet. For the sake of peace and nation building, let's start in our committee as well. I would like to introduce each other up to the last person at the door. My name is Tandile. Some call me Baba Alba. I'm a member of the African National Congress.
Hey, my name is Linda Moss. I was last week appointed for the new work of this committee. I'm also a member of the African National Congress. My name is Muntu Mumanda, member of the African National Congress and member of this committee. Thank you.
My name is Elda Chuela Lishiba. I'm a member of this committee and a member of the African National Congress. Thank you.
Chair, I'm Annelie Ludwig, DI.
I'm Potsi Diniko Mwamitwa, ANC.
Morning, honourable members. My name is Kaweka Kasama from the Ministry of Arts and Culture.
Morning, honourable members. My name is Bongile Kofano, Committee Assistant.
Morning, honourable members. My name is Ismail Hussain. I'm from PMG. Thank you.
Good morning, honourable members. My name is Sibongile Mtunjini, Executive Secretary of the Chairperson of the Committee.
Thank you, honourable members, and thank you to even the staff that has introduced themselves. We've got the agenda in front of us, and are we happy with the agenda? Can you adopt it? Anyone who moves? Honourable Lawton? Seconded?
I'm taking it.
Thank you. Adopted, we can continue. The next item on the agenda, I've got only one apology in front of me. It's an apology from Honorable Murutiwa, who will not attend. The reason are not said, just an apology, it's a written apology. Can you consider it? Okay, thank you. The two written. There are also two other apologies members, Honorable Ndapena from the UDM and Honorable Mseli from the Inkatha Freedom Party. I thought I should also inform you. Okay. As we continue on, we are on number three now. There are minutes in front of you that have been circulated, some from last year while I was not welcome. And I believe that we just have to adopt the minutes and the annual report. And did members go through, to have an opportunity to go through, or can I just give them 5 minutes to go. Yes. Just a few minutes to go through it. And then you can adopt its minutes and the annual report last day. The proceedings, they have to be adopted. So can you just go through them and then I will just note it will just adopt and then we can go to the next item as well. Thank you. While we are going through, can we ensure that all members have signed the attendance register, please? Thank you. Are members ready? Or still going through? Can I move? There are two sets of minutes and there's one annual report. And I'll therefore note members will move for the adoption of the minutes. There's the one on the 17th of November 2010, 18 January, and the annual report. Fond of you. Honorable Lotrit? Did I call it correct? Lotrit.
Lotrit, okay. Chair, I propose that we adopt the 17 November minutes as correct.
Okay. That's been adopted. Any second?
Yes, I second
the Okay. Minutes of the 17th of November have passed, have been adopted. The next set is of minutes is Tuesday, 18th January 2011. Can I take him over? Honorable Shulwe?
Chairperson, I move that the minutes be adopted.
Okay. The mover? Honorable Ndumazo? Okay. The minutes have been adopted as well. Thank you. The last set is the annual report of January, November 2010. These are the programs that have been done and adopted. Just to adopt the report, can I have also a mover and a second of the minutes?
Chairperson, before I move this, I just want to find find out because it's written that the financial statements are attached. How much is it that is outstanding?
Okay, members, there's a copy of, sorry, it was not stipulated, my apologies, of the financial statement. Then you can just go, I'll just give you a minute again to go through. Thanks. Honourable, that's
right. Chair, I'm going to propose that we accept the report, but I think one has to add that it is actually a very sad reflection on what this committee did.
Okay.
And it is with a bit of embarrassment that I propose that we accept it.
Okay, and it has been accepted with those comments, which I believe they are very, very honest. Can I have another person want to comment on the report as well? No.
Yes, I'd like to comment that, as already, my colleague has already said the mouth for also second.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes.
Any other person wants to comment on the report as well? Honorable member? The mic on.
Thank you, Chairperson. I can't even comment. We had problem in this committee for the whole of last year. We never had any leadership, you know. Now, really, this time maybe we have a kind of a financial statement. But I think if we had a Chairperson and a whip, this time we're going to, everything will be fine. Let's hope for the best.
Thank you, Honorable Mohamed. Anyone else comment further? Honorable Mark?
I agree with the previous Honorable members are saying. This really, this annual report is empty and not even respond to some of the issues. If you talk about your strategic plan of the department, and they said nothing even, there was no briefing session on that. Then I chaired and they're saying it is the most important one. And I'm saying a lot. So therefore, Chair, I totally support what all the honourable members are saying. But always saying this, saying the thing. People expect from clean rooms to clean. So I hope that the two of us will try our best so that we can take this portfolio competitive further. Thank you.
Thank you, honorable members. Welcome, honorable Gisela, to the meeting, and we appreciate your presence. Before I move to another item, no, is there anyone who wants to comment on the report? Okay. Thank you, honorable members. The report has also been adapted with all those comments that have been said by honorable members, which are welcomed, and we understand the conditions that you went through. Now we're on item four. I believe every member has got this document, the draft program. Honorable members, moving from the past, we sat with the committee secretary, and I tried to get the status of when, what happened till the end of last day, or until there were certain problems which we don't want to focus on right now. And we said because we still have some funds available, and despite the funds, we have a responsibility as a public representative to do our job despite everything else. Then we went to the section, comment section, and we received the financials. Is the money that we last that is left for the committee from now until the end of the financial year. Whereby I questioned why do we have so little when nothing was done. The response that I got was that if a committee is not doing any mandate, then they take those who are working will have a hand pinch from the committee that is redundant. But my argument was that further, that at least if you did that, inform the committee, even if it's not, it's dysfunctional at the end of the day, because what if there was nothing to do? What would we be operating on? It's a matter that we were still discussing. There's a meeting of chairpersons who are still even continuing today. Those are some of the issues that were raised also. But I'm just giving you a pinch. Some of the budgets are really, how do you work over with 500,000 rand for the whole year? Those are the questions that we're raising. The other questions that we're also raising, which I was raising very strongly, to say that for 9 provinces, how do you expect us to have 4 oversights per year, and how much do we do with that job? Because at some stage you'll be told there's no money at all. So I'm just giving you a hint of some of the issues that we are raising as well. And the other issue that I've raised very strongly is that this committee does not have a researcher, this committee does not have a content advisor. It's one of those issues that I've been raising in the meeting of chairpersons. And they were saying, oh, this new chair is firing us like nobody's business, you know. So that those, I thought I should just inform you about those issues as well, and that if you don't, on issues of oversight, I've been raising strongly that if you don't understand what a committee does, don't just decline a study visit or a study tour. It's very unfair, because you cannot decline on basis that you don't understand what the committee is doing. And if this program is approved, we must not be told that we must reapply again. I find it very maladministration. As I said, it's a continuation of, as we change, we move on. And another thing that I've been raising strongly is that you cannot say on committees like Arts and Culture as well, if you say you want economic development and transformation, they cannot even go outside the country or go twice in 5 years. It's not possible. So those are things that we are looking at. Going back to the program, we drew up this program for the skeletal program, let me say skeletal, which needs to be fed to amendments can be made by the committee from now till the end of the financial year, which is the 30th of March. So I'd like members to go through it if it was amazing. It was just sent. I don't know whether members had time to go through it this morning or yesterday, or but just for the sake of peace in the committee, I'll give 10 members just 5 minutes just go through the program. And we had to tweak it again because of, if you can check on the week from the 1st to the 3rd of February, that period was set aside for party activities. So we had to tweak some of the things. But what I can also say is that some of, especially those stakeholders that we need to meet, was also based on, the criteria was also based on the queries by the AG. So we thought we should, it's very important if they were queries by the Auditor General, then put it as a come in front of this committee and present their changes, they present a, what did they have, how have they moved since then. Okay. I don't know, members advise me, do you want us to read or do you want us to go to it week by week? Or must I just, can I get a suggestion? Or want to go to first and then we go week by week, then we tweak it and make comments. Or must I just use democratic centralism to take decisions from it? Okay. Honorable Lamos.
See, I just want to check if this program was be set up in the considering also of the program of parliament.
Yes, we consider the program of parliament as well, unless there are changes that will be made by parliament. But we went through a parliament program, as you can see, over the week of the, we will try to give enough. Don't worry, Honourable Members, we did our research. Okay. What I will do, Honourable Members, now we'll start from the 18th of January has passed, so we can pass that one. The week of the 25th of January, which is today, this is what is happening, and I, are there any comments based on that one? No comments. As I said, the week of the 1st to the 3rd of February, as you can see, it's written set aside for party activities, that's what Parliament gave us. We had something on that, so we had to tweak it again. The next, which is the 8th of February, is briefing by the Department of Arts and Culture, as you can see, to brief us about the department program for the year. And are there any comments on that one? Any member?
It's important.
Honorable members? Honorable Chikwela? Fine. Can you go? Can you pass? The next week, which is the week of the 16th February, we thought we should have the presentation by National Mandela Museum, as it was also part of those that we had a lot of audit queries in terms of management, in terms of it's in our entity funded by the department, so we thought they should come over and tell us they're also part of the audit queries. Are there any comments there? Oh no, one other thing, sorry, that I did not mention is that we said because we are lagging behind, let's meet two stakeholders per day, at least one and a half, and to have another 1.5 hours, so that before, by very lunch time, we should have done our at least two per day, not just only one. Are members comfortable with that arrangement that we are proposing? Like two per day?
Yeah,
I'm comfortable with that. Okay, on the 16th, on the same day, we have the presentation and report by the African Style Museum. Also, AG queries the same as Nelson Mandela Museum. Can I have comments from the committee? Happy? No comments? I like the way you speak with sign language. Okay. On the week of the 24th of February, we thought we should, also as an oversight, but also go to Robben Island. I understand there are many problems, and there were also a lot of queries, and want to understand what is their, did they develop any turnaround strategy from what has been reported, and I believe as all members, you would know the challenges that are there. So because we thought this will take a bit longer, let's give it the whole day. We might say 9 to 30 now, then we'll come back to the city. Can I have comments on that one? If there are no comments, I will pass. Is it fine? Okay. Since this committee, on the week of the 23rd to the 25th of February, since this committee has not done any oversight on its on the places, we thought we should just make it an oversight week. And those are proposed areas. We said Freedom Park, and we all know that Freedom Park isn't funny, but also that the CEO, the director, owner, Mr. Wally Sirot, is also leaving. We thought it's a great opportunity to go there and also get the feeling and also to get the understanding of how, what is happening. As you know, we all know what oversight does. And further go to Norea Mabasa. Norea Mabasa is in Limpopo, in Venda. It was built by the Department of Arts and Culture. I think it's been there for some time. And we thought it's our money as well, and we've never overlooked. We don't know what is happening, and a lot of money was spent. And these are areas that we look at this on media profiles, I would call them like that. And the last area is Mbuzan. Mbuzan is in Mpumalanga. Why? We believe that there's a monument that has been built. The monument or fort that has been built is where Samora Machel passed away. And we thought because it can be, you know, in a place like this, we will have a political international wanting to take over what we have. I think those are challenges we're having. And just from logistical point of view, I thought if you are in Gauteng, you might as well go to Mpumalanga, you might as well go to Limpopo because it's in the same vicinity. So I'd like members to comment on that one. Any comments? Members, make me comfortable, please. I sound like a dictator.
Chair, I was just thinking, depending now on the travel arrangements, that when we're in Pretoria at Freedom Park, that we might also add another one of our entities that report to us. So maybe we can just think of which one so that we have a full day that we can utilize our time.
Thank you, Honorable.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want a clarity because it's the 22nd to the 25th. I want you to tell us, are we going to visit one place one day, or we are going to stay in Freedom Park and come back, or we are going to do all these visits same time?
That's why we brought it to the committee, so the committee can advise us on how to do it. If you are young like me, you can wake up and go. It's normal. So that's why I brought it to the committee, so that we can agree and say, okay, we cut out one, or this is how we do it. And the committee secretary might also advise also on this matter. Honorable Shuluwana, your hand was up.
I just want to second what you are saying, that if one in Pretoria during the Freedom Park we have something.
Yes.
But if we have to get to Nelson Strait, there is a straight flight from O.R. Tambo straight to Nelson Strait without any connection, which is an inconvenience. Maybe from Nelson Strait we can come to Mkompo and back. Because otherwise the old arrangement was you fly to Cape Town. Oh no, it's still the same.
Mm-hmm.
Cape Town, O.R. Tambo, and the Nelson Strait. But there's a straight flight that departs from Cape Town straight to Nelson Strait.
Oh.
Which minimize the hours of maybe we could. There's no other shortcut as we come back to Freedom Park. But if we start at Freedom Park, still we have to. Yeah.
So there's no flight
to work at the logistics. I just wanted to let you know that. There is a straight flight, whichever way
from
we come. Yeah, from here to Nelson Strait. Maybe we can come from Nelson Strait to Joburg,
okay,
and Joburg to Limpopo. And there's a flight from O.R. Tambo to Polokwane.
Okay. Can I also check, are members comfortable to just sleep one day, travel the next day? You go to Freedom Park, you finish the whole day, sleep morning, you wake up. I just want to check that as well, so that we don't bring, because we can cut out what if that was.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think maybe you can a structure which way, like Honorable Member Shulubane said, Pulukwane and Mpumalanga, there's a one-way flight to, there's a straight flight to Nelspruit. We can check, maybe we can start at Mpumalanga and come back to Tswane, to Pretoria. From Pretoria, we can go to Limpopo, you know, that we can just check the way that we can use, that we can sleep over here and wake up and go somewhere. Mm-hmm. Because this Mpumalanga and Limpopo, they are nearer, you know. Yes. And Honorable Member also, she talked about the Freedom Park that we can maybe take to, you know, when we are in Pretoria. We don't know, maybe we can go to Windybro. Last time we spoke about Windybro, that we want to visit that Windybro, what's the theater, yeah. Maybe can visit Windybro Theater and maybe go to Freedom Park. But because the program is here, we can just check which is the nearest, the province that is nearer to each other that we can cluster. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Honorable Nguyen. Is there any other comment? Based on this. Okay, what we'll do, the mandate of your permission, we'll sit together with also with Secretary to see how we make the easiest, most possible travel for members. And if there is one that will out, maybe we'll just add another one, you know. But I just wanted to bring it forth. We'll make it the most comfortable journey ever. I know no one wants to drive and travel. We've done it much fewer many times because both. Okay. Do you have your end up? Can you have the mic on, please?
Thank you, Chairperson. When I check on my diary, I see the 22nd is Tuesday. And that because Monday is constituency day,
mm-hmm.
why maybe can't we meet Monday in Joburg and maybe sleep out in Joburg and Tuesday morning we just go straight to Freedom Park.
Okay.
Than to come to Cape Town and go back.
Members are comfortable with that arrangement?
Chair, could we just, because on the 22nd we've put down Robben Island, so then we can just
move by the way, yes.
Robben Island maybe to the Friday later in the week, just
later.
Change it around.
Okay. Okay. I'll do 20. Okay, I can see what we can do. We could to move from here in the evening to wherever, to Gauteng. Then we'll, let's just agree on that one. We move on the 22nd together to Gauteng. Then we'll work on the program then. Including on that one. Are we agreeing? Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. You say on the 22nd we'll go to Robben Island.
Yes.
We'll come and sleep in Cape Town.
No, no. What we can do, if the committee allows,
from
Robben Island, maybe we leave in the evening, in the afternoon, evening, whenever we finish, we go, or if there's a sitting on that day, after the sitting, maybe give you about an hour or then we move straight to Gauteng.
No, it's fine. I thought we were still following the idea of from Robben Island, you come for a sitting, we get a flight that goes straight to Mpumalanga. Instead of Cape.
No, we are not. You see the solution, and we're saying, we are not saying we are starting in Mpumalanga. We look at the what the logistics and the dynamics as well, to also to check that, because we have not received the final program of Parliament to say that are we sitting on the 22nd. If we are not sitting, maybe I'll make an example, we finish at Robben Island at 3 o'clock, maybe we fly at 5 o'clock, we fly to out. But if we are sitting maybe at the end at 5, maybe we'll say at 6, 7, we fly and go and sleep in. Because obviously, in Mpumalanga flight at that time, I'm very sure that you won't get it. So let's look at that logistical arrangement. That's why I said, can you give us the mandate as a committee to say, at least let's have an understanding that wherever on that day we move, we'll be moving from from and sleep, because I know members are not comfortable to fly in the morning. That's one thing that I know. They just don't want it. If you say, let's meet at the airport at 5 a.m., you'll be killing some of them. So wherever that we move, we won't be in Cape Town that day. We'll see how we play around the logistical arrangement on the areas. And if it becomes a disadvantage, then one of them might be out. That's what I want to also... So we'll see how the most suitable, most comfortable travel that we can do. Are we comfortable? Honourable Members?
Thank you, Chairperson. Can you go back and check the logistics and check the final program of Parliament and cluster, as I say, cluster this program, you know? It's very easy, as maybe if you go to Pretoria, you know, you can see that because you won't come to Robben Island because there's a sitting. If there's no sitting, we can just maybe move from Robben Island to Joburg. But just give you a mandate. I don't know about other members, but give you the mandate to go and cluster this problem.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Nomnalo. I think we are agreeing on this matter. Can we close it now? Agreed. Okay. Then we have the next week, which is the 2nd of March. We propose to the committee that we meet the annual report by the annual report and by the Video and Film Festival and by the National Arts Council. I believe that's one of the more, our most regarded stakeholders. Also the IAG queries as well, but also the National Film Festival. I think there's a high number of interest, a high number of also the way challenges that they want to present to the Portfolio Committee as well in terms of the funding, but I believe also the department is also funding them. But I think it's one of those important, since film is a growing industry in South Africa. Can I have a comment on those two? Honorable Member? Honorable Chukwala, yeah, you noted?
Yes, I would really accept this proposal for this presentation by both groupings. But mine is to just put an emphasis on the question of, like, if they are going to make a presentation, please let them provide us with a document, on, you know, in time, rather, so that we it makes sense when we discuss this, you know, with them.
Thank you, Honorable. I think it must also go for all the stakeholders that are coming to see us. Can you just on invitation and note of that as well? Is there any other hand on the second match? Honorable Moss?
I don't think we must only rely on the entities who will come to bring the annual report. I think also we must also receiving in time the support documents so that we can prepare us really well, because we can't only accept what they were sending to us. We must also do our own homework.
Okay. What we'll do, thank you for that comment. What we'll do, while we don't have a reception and a content advisor, can I propose that the committee secretary to assist us on that matter as well, on the supporting documents, just even if it's 2 lines, so that we get an understanding of what are the challenges, because obviously they will bring what they want us to hear while we have other queries as well. Okay. He has agreed to it. Then on the week of the 9th March, there is a foundation, Elifa Lit Foundation. I believe it's an entity or organization that I would say they know about our South African artwork abroad. And I think what we want to know is where and when and how old is that work abroad, and how to collect the work abroad, and how would they advise us as well to do that abroad. Are there any comments on from members on that one. Oh, okay. I can also note that they're also from the credit card in the room. Okay. Honorable Chikana, you know, recognize?
Yes, sir. I'm actually only noticing that, you know, the purpose of that briefing is to acquaint the committee. So, you know, I'm just looking at that and see, you know, how far can they go when they do the presentation and so on, and we'll take it from there. And that's all I can say. But I'm happy that at least, you know, we will be getting useful information that would empower us, you know, by all means, so that we know what to say, what to discuss, and all that, and what to advise where necessary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Honorable A, for that comment. I think it's what was in my mind as well. Are there any other comments on that one? Are we comfortable, Honorable members? Can I pass from? I think everyone will like this one now. We thought as we're doing the skeletal program, but we don't do anything on that week from the 16th to the end of March because I believe there'll be the jazz festival, so I don't want to fight with members of the committee. So we said anything that we do oversight, we must be around the Art Center is one of these, but also around the Western Cape. What the committee secretary and I will do, we believe there are many programs that are funded by the department, especially Usisipanga Semva Unasincedisa. On what is that program, Gana? The one that the department funds. And I believe there are areas that they've invested in. So we'll just check, maybe it's Kailicha, maybe it's Mannenberg, whether it's Kempsey, but we just propose that this be around the Western Cape because I don't want to fight with the Shiva and Momali while they enjoy their jazz festival because I don't like jazz. So let's be around so that we'll be around on that week. And as you have seen as well, we have left the space until the end of March so that also some ideas can come from members as well, or we will see on that. We thought also it's good also to give an opportunity to members also to just say, can we feel it to the end of March? Because also we don't know when the constituent project that was, we're not clear about it. I thought I should bring it in to members. Are there any comments on that one? No, most recognize.
Yes. This year is a very important year for all of us. I think this program is a tight program. We can make it, let it succeed. But I agree with you saying that we don't know from the 1st of April or whatever, from the 16th of March of whatever what will happen. If we can receive the program of Parliament, I think then it will clear all of us where we stand. This is portfolio committee. But all the chair, as you were saying in the beginning, when you open the meeting, that people think this portfolio committee is not important, and that's why we get less than the budget. Even the department one is small. I think we will turn around it, especially when we prepare for the budget vote. So, Chair, I think we also must think about it.
Thank you for the comments, Honorable Moss. Can I have another hand? Honorable Nomalo?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think this is a shortest year, because now we are going back home for campaign for local government election. My proposal, let's leave this program like this. Immediately, maybe after March, maybe after the State of the Nation address, we'll hear when is the government, local government election. Maybe we'll start it from there. That's my proposal. Thank you, Chairperson.
there is a proposal. Is there any seconder? Okay. Is there anyone wants to comment on the program? Heather? May we? Do you want to comment?
Thank you, Chairperson. I don't have much to say. I just like to appreciate the work that you have done on this, and I think we will follow it, and I think everything is going to be all right. I don't have anything to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member who wants to comment on the program? So do we agree that we leave it as it is? We will take it to the committee section for approval. I don't think they will not approve it, because the way I was fighting that chairperson's meeting, I was trying to climb on the chair. And so that if adopted. Honourable Matt, on your comments, I think it's one of the comments, I would just want to respond to say that it's one of the comments that you came strong to say that why do other committees supersede other committees? I know we don't have the same level of impact and same level of, we are not like health, we're not like education, but it doesn't mean that we are less important, you know. It's one of the issues. I understand your comment as well, because we said that there's no one that can undermine the act, because the most important part of the Constitution, which is national building as well, it falls on this committee as well. There are many things that fall on this committee as well. So I thought I'll take those comments very okay with that understanding. Okay, honourable members, we have I know some people don't like this item on the agenda. Any other business? I do not know where to put it. I think I would have said a communique that came. I'll start with them. I think everyone has got the good documents as well. The first one that I have is an invitation to attend the Portfolio Committee on Tourism Summit, which will be held on the February 28th to the 1st March in the Old Assembly. And I've went through the invitation, and I believe that as this committee is very important to attend this summit, because we believe that by everyone who comes for a tourism will also want to come to the heritage. Anyone who wants to see our museum, our sites, our what have we done as well. Anything that is attractive as well. And one thing I always say is that maybe some of the countries that I've traveled, many of them, most of their tourism comes from heritage sites, because you pay to enter them. You find that a local person pays $5. We were in international, we pay $100 to enter. So to them, it's also an economic, it's part of making money. And I think with this committee, we have to fight to say that we are not just only a committee of culture, but also we contribute to the economy of this country. We contribute to the GDP of this country. Looking at our program, I think we will not be tight on that day. And I would like members to, we are here, honorable literates, on the documents now. I'd appeal to members to attend to the invite here, and then we can also make our strong contribution, especially to tourism as well. As the only comments based on this invite.
Chair, I don't know whether I'm perhaps repeating what you said, but this is extremely important. It's for a long time, since 2009, that I can remember that the Minister of Tourism has said that there's such a close tie between this committee and tourism, and we've never actually seen it in action, so I think this is a valuable opportunity we have.
Okay. Thank you, Honourable Lutrate. Is there any other member who wants to comment on this? Agreed. Okay, thank you. The next document, we might not discuss it today, but I believe that members, it gives us to apply our minds. It's from the Pondo Land. There is a hill known as Molana. And there are people from the area are saying that it must be made a heritage area. on the basis that there was combat. I'll use the military language there, and in the Pondoland area, and during with the apartheid forces, and it's historical to them. They believe that it must be a heritage site. It must be registered because it has contributed to the, our revolution and our freedom as well. And also say that we must investigate comrades that were taken the armed forces by apartheid, and they were not even buried in presence of their families. And and others are seriously deliver issues that there are no libraries, no counseling, and yeah. But our part mostly is the proposal by the proposers on the heritage side. And what I've done, I've just sent an acknowledgement that we've received the letter, and the committee will look to the proposal, and with the advice of the department as well on how to approach such, you know. So I was just saying that committee must apply its mind, go through the document, and let's apply among maybe as we meet in one of the meetings. Because obviously they would want to reshape this document. Can I have any hands to comment on that one? Honorable Mamalo?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think as a committee, in our oversight program, we must include this area that we must go to the Nobizan or Lusikisiki. To meet the committee, because there is a committee. Last time, as a study group, we had met this committee, but it was a half-hour thing. They just decided to come to Parliament and meet the study group of the ANC. But we said, we'll take it back to the committee. I'm happy that they write a letter. But we must go there to meet these people, because there's lots of things that we don't know about this. But there's a lot of noise about this thing. Must put it in our program of oversight that go and meet the committee of the, because they had a committee, the committee members who attend to this thing, that they can brief us and tell us what is happening, and maybe can go and see that mountain, you know, and see what was happening in that mountain and why they want that place to be a heritage site, that you can discuss all these things with the community of Nobizan. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Mamalo. Is that proposal, I think NAMA will also second it. Very important as well to also talk about something that we've seen, that we know, so that whenever we make any proposal to the committees or that deals with heritage issues, we must be knowing what we're talking about. Is there any other comment based on that before I pass?
I just want to concur what the Chairperson and Honorable Mamalo has said, that if we go closer and see the mountain, we shall be speaking of something that will be, we shall be well informed. Because when they came here, actually, as you say, they just came to see the study group, but this is not a study group affair, it's a portfolio committee affair of art and culture. So that we'll go there as a committee, investigate and see what is it they could be having a point, we evaluate and then come to a conclusion.
Thank you, Honorable Members. Are we all comfortable? Can I go to the next item? There's another one, Honorable Lottery from your town, hometown. it's a letter that I've received. I've also sent all the letters that I received, when I remember, I sent acknowledgement letters. I think it's very professional. I've got a lot of stack. I think the next meeting, I'll bring the whole stack. So we are minimizing them little by little, but I've sent acknowledgement letters. I did not just keep quiet in writing, because we don't want to say, when they say we sent and nobody has said anything, we'll just say, here is proof of acknowledgement on my side. At the state of affairs at the War Museum in Bloemfontein, I understand that there is a real threat, nepotism drama. When I went through the letter, it's also, according to the writer, also racially based. racial nepotism. I don't know if there's a term like that, but I'll just adopt it today. So from this gentleman, I think it's also one matter that we have to attend to. ASAP. Are there any comments on that one? Honorable Lothrit?
Do you think that it is now from my city? I think in this regard, and I've also just quickly scanned through the letter, one has to be careful in the sense that we can say, okay, let's get the people here, but then you only get certain sides of the story. I would also propose that we actually go and visit the War Museum. We could also add it because there are a number of entities in Bloemfontein itself reporting to this committee, and that we then have the War Museum and PACOFS and the National Museum in one of our study trips, and that we there talk to the people themselves. And we then decide who we want to talk to. But I think that this is a serious matter, and we have to address it.
Okay. Is there any other member who wants to comment on this issue? Honourable Norman?
Chairperson, thank you. Honourable Lothrit, she said that we must edit in our oversight visit that we can go and sit down and talk maybe to everybody in that area that we can get the information, because we can't depend on this letter, you know. We must just go to Bloemfontein, to museum. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, honorable members. I know, it's not only these three honorable members, it's a stack, but I'll bring them bit by bit by bit by bit. As I said, I have acknowledged them. The other matter which I has been coming strongly but through phone calls, just to inform the committee so that they can know what is happening. There's a matter, I saw cultural issues, letters are coming today. I was even called this morning. That's why I didn't, you can see my eyes. The people are calling. There is a matter of it's a cultural matter which I believe, but I don't believe in my culture or something like that, where when the boys come from the mountain, from my manhood, they don't want the bad luck, so they are raping old women. It's happening a lot in the Free State, Paris area a lot, and other areas as well. But I thought that's the only area, even from other provinces as well. I think we'll have a challenge based on that one as well. It's coming strongly, there were phone calls, but I just said, please do it in writing. Not that I'm putting them under pressure to write, at least when I have something in writing, whenever I challenge, whenever we challenge the committee, like that. So there is that understanding. Well, the young girls don't want to sleep with them. They don't want that backlog from the mountains. So they go to the old ones, old ladies. But the unfortunate part is they are raping them and they are killing them. Unfortunately, as an African, I don't believe there is any African culture that encourages rape or killing. I think it is just a criminal matter. I can just see very plain and square about one. The other issue that is coming strongly, which we'll have to attend to, is the issue of Ubuntu versus the constitutionality and versus the legislative laws on sexual offences in South Africa as well. The challenge that some of them that I've talked to, or the Honorable Jekala, you know about this. They would say in our culture there was no age, we don't know these things, we're not educated about these laws. So to us, we're practicing the normal past culture, and you can hear that these people, they're just illiterate, they don't even know what you're talking about when you talk about sexual offences. They say, what is that? I was 12 at 15 years, there was no rape, I'm still happy in that marriage, some are not. But those are the calls that are coming to my head at this point in time. Some of them I'll refer to some of you, you know. I thought I'll just bring it on board, because what I've done, I've talked to the, just informally, to the chairperson of traditional affairs and women, and I think there we have to fight this together. So I was just making the committee aware that these are some of the things that are coming on board. Honourable members, before I close the doors, I believe there's no other item. If anyone wants to say anything, then the Democratic Committee, you can say anything, even if you say you don't like me, it's fine. I would love to. Is there any other thing that you feel that we've left out to must strongly? Okay, Honorable Chikala, you are...
There is only one matter that is really...
Can we have the mic on, please?
There is one matter which you have just really presented to us, you know, that we need to attend to. I was actually going, I'm happy that you have indicated that you have already sort of like, you know, touched on the same issue with the other departments, like the traditional leaders and so on. I was going to put an emphasis on the question of really establishing if there isn't any link, you know, establishing a link, a strong link with the traditional leaders. I'm not trying to say that the problem is there, but, you know, I'm trying to address this matter, you know, together with them. It would actually really help, because there's a lot of problem there. You know, some of us, you know, are from the same, and you have just made it an example. And that there's something that we understand that we should not really touch, and, you know, Ubutwala and some of us promote that, and with a particular understanding. But someone else would say, no, this is, you know, not called for, and so on. I think there is some kind of an adjustment onto this matter, you know, when we talk legislature. Yeah.
Thank you, Honorable Chikala. I think we needed that. I just want to make also the committee at ease to say that I know we're still going to another term. We will be oversighting all provinces. And I believe that one province that we go to, we hit many stones. That's my suggestion, but as we go to another financial year as well, to say that we, if we're interested, we go to Senegal, we go to Zastron, we go to whatever. So we have to oversight all provinces. Because one of the suggestions that I was saying is that in the chair's meeting, that it doesn't help to always call people here. It's better to go out, because there are committees here that go from this parliament for 2 weeks. They are out, but nobody says anything. But if it's an undermined committee, then unfortunately, even today, I'm not going to miss the meeting until today. So those are the challenges that we are facing. We are raising them for strongly. And these new chairs are very harsh. I don't know. Is there any other question?
Chairperson, I just wanted to ask what some of the members have said here. You know, during November, December, I was invited by the National House of Traditional Leaders to have a summit in Mpumalanga.
The mic, please.
Oh, it's on. Maybe I'm just... Somewhere in November, I was invited by the National House of Traditional Leaders, where I think the women were taking the lead, the Amakosikazi. So they asked me to address them. In fact, in particular with my case, why I was saying in the new constitution, a woman is just as equal as a man. And this issue of Ukutwala came into, you know, being discussed. And I said to them, according to me as a woman, and according to the constitution, that is abuse of women. I could never accept that Ukutwala promotes culture. And unless as a committee, and unless as people who understand our new constitution stand very firmly, then I think we are heading for a disaster, because maybe sometimes we need to have time and sit down with this committee of National House of Traditional Leaders, because it's a topic that they discuss and leave it halfway without any resolutions about it, because they say it's culture which is embedded in the community. It's very difficult to do away with. I just want to support him and say, we need to stand on our 2 feet and say no. Thanks.
Thank you.
We didn't want women to come into the institution, because they would come and dilute our culture. Thanks.
Okay, honorable members, can I have the last slide so that we can close the meeting? Honorable Moss?
On this point, where is it close or stop? I think today I was thinking, why did we not have maybe a joint meeting in the future on this matter? What does those view raise about the traditional committee and also the committee of women, children, people with disabilities? So that we can have come out with a common sense, how will we address this matter?
I think it's one of, also when we plan, it's a very important issue. If it comes out strongly, and then remember, some of the time I think we should bear with us, because some things might come out very, because I think it's one issue that is coming out strongly as well, and also as we deliberate on these issues, we must be careful, because one can say whatever you don't practice in your culture must not affect whatever that's not in your area must not affect us as well. I think we must also be very, because cultural issues are very sensitive matter, so you don't want to step on people's toes at all. So whatever that we do, especially on this one, we must be cautious as well to see that this is an issue. Honourable members, I think we've...
I'm sorry, but don't forget to put women's caucus. You know, you must meet the women's caucus.
The
parliamentary and women's caucus.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
I think hopefully we'll just make a proposal to them on this issue. I think we'll start with your approaches. Honourable members, I think we came to the end of the meeting, and we'd like to thank everyone who was present in the meeting, and we are looking forward to working together again. And anything that you need, you can talk to me, you can talk to those, you can talk to the secretary, but also we'll try our best to send every documentation in time like we did right now, and inside members also hold meetings in time, and we'll also appreciate members to also indicate in time their unavailability as well. And I'd just like to thank you, and the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.